Vivid,
bold,
and unfiltered.
National Arts Festival 2025.
Ungaphoswa ngomsitho wezobugcisa ka 2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Chew Radio 2025.
Dumelang ba mamedi ba rona ba batle. We welcome you back to another episode of Right on Cue. Ka lebitso ke nna Thepiso Tshabalala, ntse ke tsamaya le mogotsi wa ka Zizi, known to the listeners as Sphesihle Koni.
Nam mandizibulisele ka baphulaphuli besikhulo sika namathotholo iRight on Cue. Njengoba besetshilo uthepside, elam igama nguKoni Sphesihle. Otherwise kwekwe ziyaduma namhlanje.
Oh yes, in today's episode of Right on Cue, we offer you a variety of performances that bring powerful stories and sounds to life. We have Passage, A Boy's Journey to Manhood, which presents a raw take on coming of age, while The Possible Grave explores family, memory, and reconciliation through the story of two estranged brothers. Molora, on the other hand, delivers a gripping portrayal of generational trauma and revenge, leaving a lasting emotional impact. Cultural Heritage took center stage in unveiling a legacy, a musical tribute to Umakhulu Unotinki, whilst Isip and Cry Kamunei created an intimate spiritual space for healing and storytelling in Tshivenda.
Closing off the lineup, the Afro-jazz band Ikujenga, inspired with their mission to build meaningful connections through music at the National Youth Jazz Festival. Ningayendawo ke baphulaphuli apha kwa Right on Cue siniphathelezi mnandi zodwa, whether it's theater, humor, music, and experiences that move you. Right on Cue is your go-to for everything fresh, soulful, and unforgettable at the National Arts Festival.
Uzongaphoswa ngomsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Chew Radio 2025.
Coming-of-age stories are often told from a soft, safe place, but the play, Passage, A Boy's Journey to Manhood, takes a very different path. Let's hear what our reporter Thando Lwethu Madlope had to say about it.
Passage, A Boy's Journey to Manhood. This is a powerful and emotional play that tells the stories of five male friends from different backgrounds. It takes place in a space that felt like a mental hospital, where they open up about their lives and the struggles they've faced while growing up and trying to be a man. Each of them shares something personal, from being judged for being gay to not feeling like they fit into the black or white community. Their stories are painful, honest, and real. The show also included music, which made it more moving. The songs helped to show how the characters were feeling and gave the audience time to reflect. One of the most powerful parts of the play was when the men barked like dogs. This was their way of talking about the common saying, "All men are dogs." The play didn't just agree with this idea, but challenged it. It showed that while some men do behave badly, many are hurt or confused because of what society expects from them. It reminded us that most men are not dogs, but are instead shaped by pain, pressure, and trauma that they haven't dealt with. The acting was strong and emotional. You could feel the truth in their words. Their friendship, even with its ups and downs, was a big part of their healing. Passage is not just a play. It's an important conversation about identity, masculinity, and how men are affected by the world around them. It's a show that stays with you and makes you think long after the final scene.
That was lovely singing from one of the cast members of Passage, A Boy's Journey to Manhood. Be sure to check them out as they will still be showing over the last few days of the National Arts Festival. Otherwise, Sihle, how do you think society projects their expectations onto men?
Society often pressures men to prove their worth through financial success and toughness. this limits freedom yethu as amajita yabo to express vulnerability. Inzima lawo eman subside because you won't be able to live authentically, bro. Otherwise, masiphume kwesasikolo man, asinabafundi. At this year's festival, some productions go beyond mere entertainment. They speak directly to the world we live in. The Possible Grave tells the story of two brothers who meet at their father's grave after being apart for 10 years. To make more sense of the production, Ichiu reporter Ulalelisile Mncwabe reports.
Two brothers, one grave, a decade of silence. At first glance, it's a family drama, but as the stage unfolds, it becomes clear this is about more than inheritance. It's about power, how some take without ever giving back, how others pray with nothing but hope, and how the ghost of unfulfilled promises still linger in our communities. This is where theater becomes more than art. It becomes a language, a way of making sense of pain. The actors don't just perform, they embody the weight of betrayal, the silence of abandonment, and the heartbreak of watching your past crumble before your eyes. I asked the actors what was it like to embody two brothers who ended up in such a different path. Here's what they had to say.
Changing characters or swapping characters is very difficult. You need a lot of energy, a lot of strength, a lot of rehearsals. So it's all about knowing your time. From at this moment, I'm switching this character to another character, then I dump this one so that you don't see the same person. Understand? It's all about knowing my character traits as well. Slowly, and creating a difference, how they amatona but it was a great experience and very challenging. Because they think it's a million ampere. Yeah, it's when they're going to class. And it's a physical theater. There's no lot of props. But there's no breaker. If we need something, we change it here now. Yeah, it was very challenging. But at the same time, it was very great. I enjoyed myself.
The Possible Grave reminds us the past doesn't stay buried. It waits and it demands to be answered.
That was Ulalelisile Mncwabe unpacking The Possible Grave with a cast, writer, and producer, Vuma Madlangala, a production that reminds us that theatre doesn't just entertain, it reflects. It is challenging. It asks us to confront what lies beneath the surface of our history, our families, and ourselves. You are listening to Q-Radio 2025.
Molora is a gripping and emotionally charged theatre performance that delves deep into the devastating impact of generational trauma and a relentless cycle of revenge. Reporter Senkosi Angela Skulugulu reflects on the powerful experience of witnessing this production, capturing how hatred, relentlessness, and darkness can fester over time until they erupt into a destructive force that feels impossible to break.
Molora, Mlota, Ututu, Ashes. A gripping theatre performance that keeps its audience on the edge of their seats from beginning to the end. What happens when the relationship between a mother and daughter is broken beyond repair? Molora tells us the story of Electra, a young woman consumed by a deep, simmering hatred for her mother. A hatred rooted in trauma. See, her mother murdered her father and buried him in a shallow grave. No funeral, no dignity, just cold-blooded death. What we saw on that stage wasn't just anger, it was absolute loathing. Blending musical theater with intense physical performance and raw drama, Molora reveals how revenge can become a vicious, unrelenting cycle steeped in darkness, restlessness, and inherited pain. For context, years earlier, Electra's father killed her mother's first husband and their child. A cold-blooded act. Later, after forcing her into a marriage, he became the next victim. The mother killed him. Not out of joy, but with quiet relief. She admits it. See, one thing about her, she admits it. Not with pride, but with resignation. Now the daughter seeks the same fate for her mother. Violence begets violence. See, the main thing that they kept on emphasizing in the story is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, blood for blood. When does the cycle end?
That was Q Radio reporter Senkosi Angela Sgulugulu reporting on the last show of Molora.
Imagine a stage alive with the sounds of uhadi instrument blending with traditional dances and traditional music, all whilst honoring the legendary Umakhulu Notinki Mdiongolo. Our Q reporter Asthandile Mayongo brings you Unveiling a Legacy, the intergenerational odyssey of uhadi music, which was performed by African Melodic Remedies.
The African Melodic Remedies is a collective of creatives who produce music as a cocktail of different styles of genres. Today, they bring us Unveiling a Legacy, the intergenerational odyssey of uhadi music. In this day and age, there are so many kids who find themselves in the wrong grounds doing wrong things. This following music titled Xola Mntanami, which means Heal My Child, brings them back to the center of their peace. Uhadi instrument has been around for so many years, and now the question is, how did all people heal themselves through this instrument? The following piece of music says Kuhlwile, which means that the sun set. The old generation is getting out of the picture now, and the new generation is coming in to carry on the legacy. That means that the sun has set now. Where are we going to learn about the healing techniques that are embedded in uhadi instrument? The following song titled Izulu Uzalingena, which means you will enter the heavens, honors those who have gone before us.
My name is Uzanete Mamkiokolo, and I am a leader of a group called African Melody Remedies, which is now currently falling under the umbrella of this company that we now title Tinklai Productions, which is named after my grandmother, who is a living legend, and I do not, 5-year-old living legend who used to play uhadi. So this is us carrying the legacy forward of everything she taught us about the instrument, the stories she shared with us, the healing techniques and devices that we can discover which are embedded in this instrument. So this show, it was a full circle moment for us because we took it upon ourselves to celebrate her and came here, we did a show here at Beethoven, This is where we are coming back from where it all started. You know, saying that we've done this work to honor the legacy of Umakhulu, and this is how we're going to carry it forward by presenting works under this production company, which is titled after her, and making sure that we take it to the global stage.
That was the leader of African Melodic Remedies, Uzanethe Themba Mtyogolo, speaking to our reporter Asethandile Mayongo about the show.
Uzongaphoswa ngumsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Q-Radio 2025.
Nothing beats the power of live and intimate performances. Most artists find joy in larger crowds. Munei, however, finds joy in performing for smaller audiences. The Sip and Cry is a unique event where people come together to enjoy the music, the vibes, and drinks, to feel deeply and share emotions. Expressing himself in Chivenda, letting his audience into a spiritual world of storytelling through healing and identity, he shares stories of cultural preservation and personal revelation.
Welcome to the Sip and Cry Makanda edition, National Arts Festival edition. So, yeah. Cheers.
I'm a very gentle, soft person, so there is no world where I'm making stuff and it's not from a vulnerable place, even if that translates into happiness or joy or peace. And with Sip and Cry specifically, I was just imagining the feeling that you have usually when you're heartbroken and you say to your homegirls, oh my God, I'm so heartbroken, like, can you come over with a bottle of wine and we talk about it? And it's usually like that the wine becomes this agent for vulnerability, this beverage. We sort of sit together and we share stories from the depth of our hearts while sharing a beverage. I think it's really important to carry those stories. For me, I think it speaks to unity, and it speaks to introducing each other to one another in a space where we can really, really hear each other and see the differences and also see the similarities. And, you know, Venda might feel like it's really far from here, but ultimately we're the same people. And it's also sort of anxiety-inducing, having to trust that the audience will show up and just believe in the emotion, especially for those who don't understand the language. But it's beautiful. Yeah. Ndivononga muzika ndi chitu cha vhuṱhogwa chine cha thusa vhathu uri vha ḓi wane vha tsini na vhuvha havho, na mvelele yavho, na maitele avho. Nga maanḓesa sa vhaswa vho bebiwa nga murahu ha tshifhinga tsha u lwela mbofholowo, kha nṋe zwi vha zwa vhuṱhogwa uri u muthu muṱuku kana u muswa kana u muthu ono khou tshila hanefha shangoni u ite maitele e na vhathu vha kale vha tshi shumisa one u isa mulaedza phanḓa, nga maanḓesa ri tshi khou shumisa muzika. A huna madzhanda nga vhuraru. Ndi uri ndi anifuna. I was just in love with Khoza at the time. And so yeah, I had met him and I was like, oh my God, I hadn't met him, I'd seen him on Instagram and I was like, I really love this person. Which is what the song says, you know? Like, it's one of those things where you see someone and you're like, I'll get to know you later, but right now I've decided that I really love you.
That was Siya Themba Ngcobo and Thokozani Mthembu reminding us that in the midst of everything, intimate spaces and events such as these exist for us to feel and to be vulnerable. That was Munei at the Sip and Cry event.
The National Youth Jazz Festival is in full swing. It is a celebration of creativity, collaboration, and the incredible talent of young jazz musicians from across Mzansi and the world. It's where lessons are learned, legends are made, and music fills every corner of Makanda. This year, Kujenga graced the festival with their presence. Kujenga is a dynamic Afro-jazz band based in Cape Town. The name comes from Swahili and means to build, because the band aims to build and create meaningful experiences with their listeners. Our reporters Tshepiso Tshabalala and Amahle Shosha sat down with Kujenga and got to hear more about their sounds and how they use it to send a message.
Kujenga is known for infusing different music genres, namely hip-hop, R&B, and Afro-jazz in their music. They use this infusion of sounds as a political tool to challenge systems of oppression and issues of inequality within society.
Where that come from is obviously an oppressed people, black people. And they needed a vehicle to kind of channel the frustrations and the sadness and the blues of, you know, black life. And music happens to be one of that, you know, vessel for channeling that, you know, frustration, emotional heaviness that we can feel just by the burden of being alive in an anti-black world. And that, you know, slowly becomes then the voice for people who maybe don't have a platform or don't have an ability to channel their thoughts and their feelings and articulate what it means to be oppressed.
Genre blending is something that I think is political, even if the artists themselves are not particularly looking at it at, from a political lens. I think the politics of it is just the politics of inclusion and multiplicity.
Kujenga bring a youthful touch to the genre of jazz, which has always been portrayed to be more palatable to an older audience.
Music isn't a game, and it's powerful. It's a weapon, and when you're dealing with something, you know, as dangerous or tangible as that, that can play with people's emotions, you know, you kind of want it to be in the right space.
That was Thane Smith, one of the members of Kujenga, explaining how they use music as a weapon to cultivate change. Otherwise, Sepi, how did you find the show last night in Jayam?
Yo, I think I speak for everyone when I say the show was just amazing, from the sound to the way that the band was just interacting with the crowd. It really felt like you were on stage with them. 10 out of 10.
Hey, man. I also think I feel the same way because it was also my first time attending Kujenga. Yabo. And I also heard one of their famous songs. Apparently, it's a famous song, Uli Said. You remember it?
Mm.
It goes, ba da ba 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 da 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 da.
I'm actually surprised that you don't know that song. It's actually my favorite.
Hey, man. I've been living under a rock. And just like that, we have come to the end of episode 10 of Right on Cue, Identity and Transformation Through Personal and Collective Journeys, to the vibrant voices of Makanda, and moving on to the soul-stirring notes of jazz. Don't forget, we're just a click away on Iono FM. Just search Right on Cue.
Same time, same place, Hosani. For more stories, more sounds, and more of that festival vibe. Kichilo maubani kasisuthu riri rikopa sfate. Otherwise, man.
Bekumnandi banani man. Nangomso ngokunjalo.
This episode was produced by Apiwa Kuhle Habana and our unstoppable Q Radio team. Presented by yours truly, Tshepiso Tshabalala and
Goni Siphesihle.
Thank you.
Uzungaphoswa ngumsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.